For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We had a good outcome, and I hope that next week we have a process that people can be proud of.
Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake, after saying he wouldn't vote to confirm Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh unless he found out more about the sex assault accusations against him. The Judiciary Committee asked the White House to make it happen, and the president said yes. The president's decision to go ahead and order the FBI investigation made good on his promise to listen to Republican senators. He said in a statement, "This update must be limited in scope and be completed in 1 week."
I would be happy to cooperate with the FBI, yes.
Democrats have repeatedly demanded an investigation. Ford says Kavanaugh attacked her when they were in high school. Kavanaugh says that never happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
China takes up the globalism mantle at the UN. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
At the United Nations Friday, China positioned itself as a defender of internationalism that's keeping promises while the U.S. is backing away from them. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says through an interpreter,
"State-to-state relations must be based on credibility, not willful revocation of commitments. International cooperation should be guided by rules, not impulse."
The Chinese Foreign Minister denies his country is trying to eclipse the U.S. as a world leader. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Facebook says hackers were able to get the personal info of nearly 50 million users. Wired Magazine's Nick Thompson explains.
It happened through the interplay of 3 bugs. It was by looking at these 3 bugs, they were able to take over people's accounts. So, how do you know if you were hacked? The first clue is whether you have to log back into Facebook, because they logged everybody out and reset them. Secondly, Facebook will put a little announcement at the top of the news feed saying, important security update.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the death toll continues to rise from Friday's 7.5 earthquake in Indonesia, experts believe the tsunami claimed more lives than the actual earthquake. John Clemens has more.
Officials say there are many victims as the tsunami swept away homes in at least 2 cities and that entire families are reported missing. I spoke to Bob Smearback, the chief meteorologist at AccuWeather in State College, Pennsylvania, about that tsunami.
The tsunami that was reported in Indonesia had about a 3-meter tsunami wave, 10 feet, that impacted the coast, and that's high enough to really do a lot of damage to anything that's located near the sea, near the coast.
I'm John Clemens.
It's time to celebrate America's most popular hot beverage. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
One cup of coffee.
Saturday, National Coffee Day, with plenty of places to score a free or discounted cup of joe. From Cinnabon to Circle K, Barnes & Noble to Dunkin' Donuts and Krispy Kreme, many of the offerings at those places won't even require a purchase. Coffee giant Starbucks, well, it's not giving away any beverages, but it's using National Coffee Day to help the people of Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria, as the company is donating 2 million coffee seeds to help the island territory rebuild. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.